Good morning, the Well Church family. Hope you all are doing good. Greetings to you all in the most precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is my privilege to share the word of God with you all the way from India. And for this, first of all, I thank our Almighty God who have given me this opportunity and our dear Pastor Clive for allowing me to share from the Bible today. For today's sermon, let's read from the letter of Paul to the Philippians chapter 4, verses 10 to 23. Let me read it for you from the ESV version, Philippians chapter 4, verses 10 to 23. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to be abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Yet it was kind of you to share my trouble. And you Philippians yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once and again. Not that I have seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brothers who are with me greet you. All the saints greet you, especially those of Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. The title for today's message is Contentment in Christ. Contentment in Christ. Let me share the context of this passage which we have just read. Philippians chapter 4 verses 10 to 23 is a passage where Apostle Paul expresses gratitude for the support he received from the Philippian church. In this passage, Paul shares his contentment regardless of his circumstances, emphasizing the importance of relying on God's strength to face any situation. And we must not forget that Paul is writing this letter from the prison of Rome. What is contentment? What do we mean by contentment? The definition of contentment is, contentment is the state of being happy and satisfied. Contentment is the state of being happy and satisfied. The Greek word that is translated content in the Philippians passage above is autarkes, and its literal meaning is self-sufficient, self-supporting, independent. Here is my simple definition. Contentment is knowing that God will provide everything you need for every circumstance you encounter. We live in a world that assaults us with the message that we need something else to make us happy and content. That message focuses on our need for more money, for a newer car, for a bigger house, for a lean body, for fewer wrinkles, for a new hair color, etc. As a result, we often find ourselves discontented with our job, with our spouse, even with our church. Discontentment leads to disaster. Discontentment leads to disaster. Here we can see few examples from the Bible where discontentment led to disaster. When we see about Israel, in the wilderness, they were discontented with the leadership of Moses. They were not satisfied the way Moses led them. They were discontented with the manna God provided. They were discontented with God and His plan for their nation. Discontentment led to an entire generation dying in the wilderness without ever seeing the promised land. Again, when we see about Adam and Eve, they were discontented with God's plan for them in the Garden of Eden. They believed Satan's lie and launched the entire human race into the horror of sin and living in a fallen world. And David's discontentment led to his fleeing with Bathsheba and the ruthless murder of her husband. His whole family was adversely affected. Under this sermon, I have few key points which I would like to share with you all today. Number one is contentment in all circumstances, which you find Philippians chapter 4 verses 10 to 13. Here we see how Paul is content in all circumstances. We need to remember that Paul wrote this letter when he was in Roman prison, chained to a Roman soldier. In spite of these terrible conditions, he challenged believers to be content as they face the ups and downs of life. He says he knows how to be brought low and to be abound. He learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. And he says he can do all things through him who strengthens him. Paul had learned to be content in difficult circumstances. Let's be honest. It is hard to be content in difficult times. We look around and see others who seem to be doing better than we are, and we feel cheated. It is hard to feel content and confident when others make fun of you, when the medical test results are not encouraging, when someone gets promoted to the position you felt that you deserved, when a loved one dies, when your spouse tells you he or she is walking away. When we see in the verse 11, Paul says, I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. He has learned it. So contentment is an attitude that is learned. Contentment does not come naturally. Paul says he has learned. So we also need to learn it. So the question comes to our mind, how did Paul learn, or what was the source of Paul's contentment? The answer is his relationship with Christ. Without having relationship with Jesus, Paul could not have done it. It is only because of Christ and relationship with him, Paul was content in all circumstances. We need to learn to be content in all our circumstances. When we have a strong relationship with Jesus, we can do it. He will strengthen us to face any kind of situation in our lives. He will help us to be content in all our circumstances. Nothing will give us contentment but only Jesus. Let me ask you, are you content in all your circumstances? What is your source of contentment? Can we say, as Paul said, that he can do all things through him, through God who strengthens him? Can we say, Lord, I can do all things through you who strengthens me? Let us think about these questions. Number two, the Philippians partnership in ministry, which we find in Philippians chapter 4 verses 14 to 20. Here we see how Paul acknowledging the Philippians' consistent support in his ministry. He says how this church was continually supporting Paul for the ministry from the beginning. I would like to highlight the joy and blessing of partnering with others in advancing God's kingdom. The greatest blessing of partnership is knowing that through your prayers and financial participation, lives are being changed all over the world. The Apostle Paul said, I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. As a partner, you are sowing seeds that will last for all eternity. Here we see the Philippian church did their part by supporting financially and Paul did his part by proclaiming the gospel to many places. As Paul is thanking the Philippian church for their support for him and their ministry, let me thank you all for what you are doing for the ministry in India. I, along with our team, we are so thankful to you all for your continued prayers and partnership for the ministry in India. Because of your generous support and contribution, we could buy the audio Bible device for the illiterate people in many of our congregation. Now we are experiencing that this audio device has been a great blessing for the people as they hear the word in their own language easily. Thank you all for your generous help to dig borewell for the community who are lacking the clean and safe drinking water. As a result of this, people are able to access to safe and clean drinking water. Also, other religious people are being benefited by this. So this is a great blessing for the entire community. Thank you all for the school bags for the children in village where we have started ministry. There are hundreds of children among whom we are ministering, and what a great blessing for them to have a school bag. Our aim is to reach out to their families and relatives with the gospel. Thank you all for helping the orphans with whom you are ministering. What a great joy and a blessing for us to serve these precious children. They are so grateful to you all for all that you are doing for them. And thank you for supporting the pastors for petrol money. As a result of that, we are able to meet with them weekly once in one place, and we are able to spend time together in prayer, making plans and strategies for the ministry. As a result of your generous support, we are able to see the tremendous growth in our ministry. We are able to reach to new places with the gospel. People's lives are being changed. Salvation are taking place. People are being baptized and added into the church. So these all things are happening because of your partnership with us in the ministry. We are so thankful to you all. You all are making the eternal impact in the lives of the people through all your generous support. So on behalf of the Bell Ministries India, I would like to say thank you to each and every one of you for your contribution. And we appreciate your continued prayers and support for the ministry here in India. Number 3, God's provision and glory, which we see in Philippians chapter 4, verses 19 to 20. Here we see Paul's assurance in God's provision for all needs. He says in verse 19, "And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." Here it reveals the character of God as faithful provider. God is not only able to meet our needs, but also willing to do so. His provision is not limited by earthly resources, but stems from the abundance of his glory. Let me read a few scriptures from the Bible where it says God is the provider. When we see 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, it says like this, "And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work." Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 to 32 says, "Therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all." So our heavenly Father knows what we need. Genesis chapter 22 verses 14 says, "God is Jehovah Jireh. He provides. It was during a moment where Abraham gave thanks after offering of his son Isaac as a sacrifice, and God provided a ram for Abraham to sacrifice. Our God is the provider. He knows our need and provides us in due time. God provided manna to Israelites for 40 years in the wilderness. and God provided them water from the rock. God who provided to Abraham and to the Israelites, He is the same God whom we serve, and He is able to provide for us today. When we put our faith and trust in Christ, God will meet all our needs. This does not necessarily mean He will give all your wants or desires, although God will often give blessings out of His great love. And God can bring your wants and desires in line with His will. His will is always for you and not against you. God is the spring that brings the water, flows from the rock, and quenches our thirst. God is the wealth creator. Everything in this world was made by Him, and it is His grace that gives us the strength and opportunity to work and blesses the work that we do. I would like to share how God provided miraculously in many situations in my life. I will share few instances. Number one, it is about my wedding. My wedding date with Amita was finalized, but due to my father-in-law's sudden critical health situation, my wedding was preponed and I was not ready financially. But there was no other option than to fix the marriage earlier than what was planned. I am the youngest child of my parents, and my dad passed away when I was 25 years old. It was very hard for my mother to arrange everything, because in India, wedding is one of the expensive things to do. It was a very hard situation for me, but I went to the Lord in prayer and fasted for a few days asking for God's help. And God miraculously provided everything we needed through my family members and few of my friends. Secondly, in the beginning time of my ministry, it was very hard for us to travel. One day, as we were traveling with Amita for the ministry, the petrol was over. Suddenly, my motorbike stopped, and as I saw, the tank was empty. Then we were so discouraged, as we had no money in our pocket even to put petrol. And we are in the middle of the road with depressed heart. But God did a miracle by sending an unknown person on our way who helped us with the petrol, and we were able to travel that day. And regarding our ministry with the children, before we met with them, they were wandering here and there without any hope. Now, after getting connected with them, they really feel that the Lord provided someone who can spend time with them, share the love with them, and share hope with them. So it's not always about getting material blessing, but sometimes someone in your life or an encouragement you receive that really matters. Number of times we have seen God's wonderful providence in our life, for which we are really grateful and thankful to God. Therefore, I would like to encourage you all, including myself, to trust God's faithfulness and give glory to Him in all circumstances. Paul concludes with greetings to the Philippian church and other believers. He prays for God's grace to be with them all. Let me conclude by saying this. We saw how Paul was content in all circumstances. The real contentment is only found in Jesus. Nothing can satisfy us except Jesus. No money, no position, no house, no wealth, nothing, but only Jesus can satisfy us. So let us trust Him and His faithfulness. It is always a blessing when we work in partnership in the ministry. Let us continue to encourage each other, build up each other, and extend our helping hands for the expansion of His kingdom. We must know that God is our ultimate provider. He is able to provide us when we completely depend upon Him, regardless of any situation we go through. Know that He is there to help us. He knows our need, and He knows everything about our lives and the situation we are going through. He is the Lord whom we can look for, and we can say Him, Abba, Father. He is our everything. Dear friends, I would like to encourage you, if you have not received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, then today is the day where you can allow Him into your lives and accept Him as Lord and Savior, because He can truly satisfy you. In Him, you get real happiness. Trust Him completely, because contentment found only in Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this day and for this opportunity. Thank you for speaking to us through your living word. Help each one of us to find the real contentment in you alone, Lord. Help us to partner with each other for your kingdom expansion. Help us to know that you are our provider. Help each one of us to be content regardless of any situation we go through. Thank you, Lord, for everything. Thank you for hearing my prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much. May God bless you all and have a great and blessed day. Amen.